Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we say a word about a century-old tradition. The tradition of Ironing Day. Yes, Tuesday is Ironing Day in most American homes. And more than three generations of homemakers here in the West have discovered that clothes washed with White King are wonderfully easy to iron. That's because energetic White King suds not only wash off the surface dirt, the dirt you can actually see, they dig right down and wash out the deeply embedded dirt, the dirt you cannot see. Then they rinse away both suds and soil in your rinse water freely and completely. Yes, free rinsing White King leaves your clothes so clean, your iron glides over the surface with the greatest of ease. Your clothes iron up quickly and slick as you please. So for smoother, speedier ironing, be sure to always wash your clothes with White King. Among all wash day soaps, there is none like White King. That's why you'll say, as thousands of homemakers do, I love White King. By his occult powers, Frank Chandler has dispersed the organization once known to him in India as Daku Kafai, Brothers of Jeopardy. Roxor has counted on the ruthless brutality of these men to paralyze resistance to his long-planned invasion of the Balkans. Later, in the home of the foreign minister from which Roxor is secretly directing his agents, Chandler confronts him and convinces him the scheme has failed. And Roxor, knowing he would have succeeded except for Chandler, shouts for his savage guard. Meanwhile, the regents, who had been tricked into leaving the train on which they had started for Paris, and former Crown Prince Nicholas, decoyed by a false message, are marooned in a tiny snowbound mountain village. In the peasant cottage where they have been taken refuge, they are seated now before the fire. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
There must be something we can do, Mom. We're not going to sit here all winter, are we?
Oh, Bob, I've never felt more helpless in my life. No way to telephone or send a wire or even get a letter out of here. We might be back in the Middle Ages.
That's precisely what these mountain villages are like in the winter, Mrs. Regent.
But, Nicky, what do the people do all winter? For food, I mean.
They store it up during the summer, Betty. We won't starve. Just ask Mrs. Novak to show you her cellar.
I didn't mean we'd starve. I never even thought of it.
Look, Nicky, how far do you think we are from Lobova? By railroad. Oh, I don't suppose it's more than 30 or 40 miles, Bob. I ought to be able to hike that in, let's see, 3 days at the outside.
Oh, Bob.
After all the hiking I've done in the mountains at home, why not?
Walking on a railroad track's a lot different from a mountain trail.
I know that.
And what would you do at night? You can't walk 24 hours a day.
Well.
And in those clothes, without even a heavy coat.
I'd keep warm walking.
What about your shoes? You'd freeze your feet in no time. I bet it's 30 below outside.
All right, you think of something. You think we'll get help by sending up smoke signals?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm the one who should think of something. I know the country. It sure is great. Here we are, four able-bodied people. And just because there's no phone or radio or Western Union, we let Roxor put it over on us. Now, a bunch of softies, that's what we are. If we just knew what was going on all this time in Lobova. Roxor must have had some reason for getting me away.
Of course he did. And for sending me that letter signed by my husband. Oh, what's happening to him while we sit here? There's the train.
It's maddening to think where you're going, Mother. It won't stop here. Nicky said so.
No, Mrs. Regent, it never does.
If we signaled it, it might. Long enough for us to get on. Come on, let's burn something on the track. Papers, anything.
Oh, that's got it, Mom. The engineer will think there's a wreck or the trestle's caved in.
Bob, look. See that stick in the fireplace?
Huh?
Only one end of it's a fire. Is it too hot to hold?
Oh, I'll see. No, I can pick it up.
Good.
Mrs. Regent, you surely don't think you'll be allowed to board the train. That was the whole purpose of putting you off here.
Well, I'm going to try.
What can we lose? Come on, quick. It'll be here in a minute. Open the door, Babs.
All right. Oh, you look like one of those what-you-call-its with that flaming torch, Bob. A Harold.
Come on, will you? So long, Nicky. Well, I'm coming with you. If there's trouble, I can at least...
Well,
anti-climax department. It's stopping.
Huh? There's Frank. Frank!
Hello, Dodge. Bob, what's the torch for?
Well, nothing now. We were going to try and stop the train.
Oh, Uncle Frank, we're so glad to see you. How did you know where we were?
Roxor told me without knowing it. Just a minute before you get on.
Hello, Mr. Chandler.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
What?
Your One Majesty?
How about that?
Yes, it's true. Or it will be tomorrow.
Nicholas, I'm so glad.
I don't know what to say. I never really thought it could happen.
But can't we talk about it on the train? If it goes off without us again...
It won't. But I can't come with you, Dot. I'll join you in Paris in a day or so.
Oh, but Frank...
I've got to go back to Lobova with Nicholas.
Did you find Roxor?
Yes. And his great plans knock sky high. For the time being, at least.
For Pete's sake. What good did it do him to have us stuck way off here?
It was to divert my attention, Bob. He was all ready to move in on Montebania. And he thought if I could be worried enough about you, I'd go looking for you.
So perhaps Robert's all right after all.
When you get to Paris, call Chaudet the first thing from the hotel. And then call me in the Boca.
I will, Frank. But listen...
Not now, Dot. We'll go over the whole thing when I get to Paris. Get on.
How are you going to get back to Lobova, Uncle Frank?
Up you go. Leave that to me.
Gosh, Uncle Frank, if Dad really is okay...
Let's hope he is, Bob. Call me the minute you get Chaudet, Dot.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
That's it, Nicholas. That's all of them.
The last of Metsu's papers. Oh, look at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking all night.
Oh, so we have. It's almost 8 o'clock. Let's let in some daylight.
I'll blow out the candles. Fancy my sitting here in Metsu's place, where everything once seemed so hopeless.
Look out there in the street. The people are already beginning to gather.
What? Well, how could they know?
Rumors travel fast.
What a pity my father couldn't have lived for this day.
Yes. Nicholas, you won't understand this, but I'm sure it was meant to be this way.
How could it be, Mr. Chandler? Father was always the one who was sure the throne would come back to us.
It was his assassination that brought the situation to a head.
I don't quite see.
Roxor wasn't ready. But when your father was killed, and then Metso's, he decided to strike anyway.
While the country was without a government. I see.
You'll have your hands full for a while, Nicholas.
I hope I can live up to your opinion of me, sir.
I know you will.
Let me say this, Mr. Chandler. My people and I will be forever in your debt.
Thank you. Your father would be proud of you today. But I must remind you, Nicholas, you can't be too careful whom you trust.
Really?
Yes. I discovered only yesterday, for instance, that one of the servants at the American consulate was in Roxor's pay.
Oh, Roxor has a great deal to... I say, are you sure Roxor wasn't on the train with you yesterday?
Unless he got on at the very last minute, I am. There was quite a hullabaloo when I left this room. Guards swarming in, Roxor shouting.
Good Lord! Well, how did you manage to get away? Or, shouldn't I ask you that?
I managed.
You're amazing.
I just know how, that's all. And by the way, you'll have to decide what to do about Dmitri. He's still in jail, you know.
What do you think I should do about him, sir?
Let him leave the country. I'm sure he'll be only too willing to go. Only...
You're thinking of his ability to make use of black magic.
I am indeed. Nicholas, it's more evil than anything you could imagine.
But he has no reason to use it against me.
Don't give him any reason. And if he should ever attempt to use it, close your mind to him.
But how?
You can if you refuse to accept it. Be on your guard.
If anything goes wrong, I'll send for you. I wish you needn't go.
Well, perhaps we can come back for a visit when my brother-in-law finishes his work in Paris.
Please do, sir. You know you're always welcome. You know, I dread to think of the possibility that Roxor may be on the train with your family.
We should be in Paris by this time.
Oh, yes, that's so. Oh, won't you come home with me now and have some breakfast?
Well, I'd like to, Nicholas, thank you, but there's no phone there. And I'm expecting a call from my sister at any moment.
I'd forgotten. I hope I shall be able to bring things up to date a bit now.
Nicholas the King! Nicholas the King!
That's for you, Nicholas.
So it is.
Why not open the window so they can see you?
They've seen me in the streets for years. I can't help being pleased, though.
Hello?
Frank! Can you hear me?
I can't hear you too well, Doc. Lubova's living the new king.
The way you are, you won't be able to hear her.
Now, Doc.
Is it all right for me to talk? You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. What is it, Doc?
I telephoned Robert and there was no answer. So I went to Mr. Chaudet's home.
Good. What did he say?
He wasn't there. I got his wife out of bed. She remembered me, of course, from Algiers. She said her husband was often away on some kind of secret business.
Well, that's true, Doc.
Well, then I went to the chemist's shop. You know, on the ground floor under Robert's laboratory.
Yes?
It was closed.
Closed?
Yes. I spoke to the man who has the little cafe next door. He'd been sending Robert's meals in.
I know.
Frank, he said there had been nobody in the chemist's shop for more than a week.
Before we ring down the curtain on Chandu the Magician for tonight, may we ask you ladies an important question. Would you like to know how to overcome hard water problems? How to use and care for your automatic washing machine? Then send right now for White King's brand new wash book entitled Washing Made Easy. It is a gift to you from Chandu in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy was compiled by White King's own staff of wash day experts. They made thousands and thousands of calls on you homemakers throughout the West to discover just what your washing problems really were. And we will mail you this wonderful White King wash book postpaid if you will mail in one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Do you have any special wash day problems? Then let White King's staff of wash day experts answer them for you. Send your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.